You're listening to Jangle Heaven on WMFO Medford. That was The Birds with She Don't Care About Time. Today I'm thinking slightly more acoustic folk rock kind of music, but we'll see where I go from there. Enjoy the show. Thank you. That was Gene Clark with No Other. I know not as folk rocky as the first song I played, so I was cheating a little bit there, but I couldn't resist because Gene Clark was a member of the Byrds, the first band I played. And interesting story, he left the Byrds after, so he had a chronic fear of flying, and he left the Byrds after they were flying somewhere for a tour. He had a bad feeling about the flight, didn't get on the plane. When the band landed, they were taking photos for some magazine that was getting a lot of attention. And because he wasn't a part of it, and because he hadn't gone with them, he never joined the band again. That was it. So, interesting story with Gene Clark, but great album of his own with No Other. And now moving on.
Man looking for a fight. Yeah. A madman looking for a fight. In the massage parlor's open. In the crying tears come and they go. Yeah, the clock that knew that station plays in the background softly. Plays in the background soft and suddenly appear. Seemed to suddenly appear. In the pancake house, it's always crowded. Open 24 hours of every day. Speed your time away. You can speed your time away. My waitress said I was coming down. I said it hadn't happened in over 30 years. But it was laying on the ground.
But it was laying on the ground.
Van Morrison with Snow in San Anselmo. I think one of his more interesting songs, actually. It's off the album Hard Nosed Highway. It's not one of the ones that gets the most attention, I guess. Again, not exactly representative of folk rock, but I thought I should play that. Next up, I have some Al Stewart.
All the trains were rusty. The doors were open and the windows broken in. There was grass in all the cracks and the air hung musty. The travel posters were flapping in the wind. So we moved through the dust and gloom, playing waiting games in the waiting room. Out on the floor, and on Sunday morning, Easy Rider comes to me with apple cider, leave me here without a place to go. If I follow the coast road, I'd be home by evening. The harbor lights still cut across the bay. From the slot machine arcade, the lights go streaming to the box outside the rock and roll cafe. I bet you know those small town blues are really too much to lose. There's nothing really there to go back for. Station, it'd be just fine, fine, fine to settle down, wash the cobwebs from your head. Oh, if your situation's running dry, 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 find a waiting room beneath the stars to make your bed. 'Cause you know London can make your brain stop. To the Earl's Court Road, but it don't seem right. 'Cause there's na-na-na new on the jukebox singing in the burger bar. See the people's faces in the passing cars, don't wanna know. And on Sunday morning, Easy Rider comes to me, leaves me here without a place to go. Platforms overgrown.
Al Stewart with Apple Cider Reconstitution from the album Modern Times. Al Stewart, I think, continues to be one of the more underrated songwriters of his time. And, you know, that's one of his great songs off one of his great albums. My next song is Nick Drake.
She lived in a house so very big and grand. For him it seemed like some very distant land. So when he called her, his shed to mend, she said, "I'm sorry, you just have to find."
Nick Drake with Man in the Shed off his first album, Five Leaves Left. Nick Drake is one of the easiest artists, I think, to get into for really appreciating the genre of folk and chamber folk, and his guitar playing is just unbelievable. Especially, you know, to get into the details of it, he has a lot of altered tuning styles that allow him to play these sort of cluster chords that are, you know, usually only really heard on the piano, where you have all these notes close together. On the guitar, you don't really get that as much. Actually, that song prominently features piano too. So he does a lot of good work with the arrangements on this album. And it reminded me a little bit of another band from this time that does great arrangements, and that is Pentangle. So I will be playing some of them next. Thank you. Pentangle with Mirage, and I was tempted to play another one of their songs, like their 20-minute long version of Jack O'Ryan. Maybe I will play that on here sometime. It's unbelievable. But that's sort of a short example of just how great they are. It's five of these folk musicians from England, and I guess Brady Ansh is actually Scottish, and they're all just amazing in what they do, and together they worked very well. Next up I have a song by Judy Sill.
Ba-da-da. Once I heard a serpent remark, if you try to evoke the spark, you can fly through the dark with the red midnight raven to rule the battleground. So I drew my sword and got ready, but the lamb ran away with the crown. So I drew my sword and got ready. Within me's a liar. He made me glow with a strange desire, and I rode on the fire with a blue sacred opal to bless the battleground. But I turned to see its reflection, and the lamb ran away with the crown. But I turned to see its reflection, and the lamb ran away with the crown. Ooh. Once a demon lived in my brow, I screamed and wailed and I cursed out loud, and I sang
Lamb Ran Away with the Crown by Judy Sill, off her first album called Judy Sill. I'm really coming to appreciate her music recently. Her bigger hit is Jesus Was a Crossmaker. It's one of the more recognizable ones. This one's really interesting, though. I love the ending, and I listened to a live version of it, and she tries to sing all the parts of the round. I'm not sure how many there are there. Separately, like at different times. It doesn't actually work that well, but interesting to see how she put it together. And the next song I have is by Big Star.
I'd rather shoot a woman than a man. I worry whether this is my last life. I'm sorry, I
Yeah, again, Odana by Big Star off the album Third. There's not really too much to say about that one. I just really like it. It's got some strange lyrics in it, too. It's a good time. Next up is a song by T-Rex.
Just a man, I understand the wind and all the things that make the children cry. With my Les Paul, I know I'm small, but I enjoy living anyway. Book after book, looked every time the writer talks to me like a friend. What can I do with just live in a zoo? All I do is play the space ball ricochet. Deep in my heart, there's a house that can hold just about all the use. I bought a car, it was old but kind. I gave it my mind and it disappeared. I love a girl, she is a changeless angel. She's a pity that I'm like me, yeah. I said, oh, how can I lay when all I do is play a space ball ricochet? I'm just a man, I understand the wind in all the things that make the children cry. With my Les Paul, Paul, I know I'm small, but I enjoy living anyway. Yes, I do. Deep in my heart, there's a house that can hold just about all of you. How can I live when all I do is play the space ball ricochet? Oh baby, the space ball ricochet. Oh mama, the space ball. Oh, do the space ball. Oh, do the space ball.
That was T-Rex, Spaceball Ricochet off the album The Slider. Yeah, again, not too much to say about this one. I love The Slider. I think, you know, sometimes there's some comparison between The Slider and Electric Warrior. I have always liked The Slider more, and Spaceball Ricochet is one of the reasons for that. One of the more popular T-Rex songs, too, but I feel like it kind of fit the theme and the kind of music that I've been playing so far. And I will continue on. I feel like I've been neglecting some more recent artists, artists who are popular now. So my next song is by Big Thief.
Mm-hmm.
That was Big Thief with Contact off their 2019 album, UFOF, one of two albums they released that year. It was particularly prolific for them. And that was actually the intro to the album, and I feel like it does a great job at that, and you can sort of tell that that was kind of an opener and leads perfectly into the next song on the album, UFOF, the title track. Yeah, that's just a great one. I love the guitar at the end. The lyrics are great too, particularly the line, "She gives me gills." I always thought that was funny and cool. I'm going to keep playing, well, maybe one more recent artist. I don't know how long I'll keep at this, but I have Sufjan Stevens next, so enjoy.
Shall we all talk paternal? Shall we all talk of the sun? Everything runs in circles. Everything comes undone. One hand holds the mantle. The other one holds the key. Your body is a sanctuary, and your body is about to be free. She's got a heaven.
It's Your Own Body and Mind by Sufjan Stevens, in collaboration with Angelo D'Agostin. Off their recent album, A Beginner's Mind, released a month or two back. I think I've probably played another song from here on the show before, probably Back to Oz, but, you know, that was a single. This was on the album itself, and definitely one of the best on there. It's interesting. I was thinking about the how it might have been recorded. Sufjan has been known to do some weird things when he's recording. There was a song on one of his albums, Carrie and Lowell, where he recorded it with the air conditioning on purpose. It kind of makes a weird effect, but this sort of has that kind of lo-fi element as well. And I thought I'd continue with the modern folk genre, and next up I have a song by Mount Dearie.
I'll no longer hide it. Yes, you move me to tears over and over. Every time I get it settled, you excite it. Every time I get my face dry, you sing.
Struggle uphill.
Mount Erie with Voice and Headphones off the album Lost Wisdom in collaboration with Julie Doran and Fred Squire. And the exciting news is I am going to see Phil Everam under the name of the Microphones instead of Mount Erie, but I think everyone knows that it's both just him. And apparently Julie Doran is on that tour, so hopefully we'll hear this song. It's at the Somerville Theater right nearby Tufts in this March. That one is a great song. Actually, the interesting thing is the chorus there, it's not meant to be a strife, etc., is quoted directly from Bjork. And the song is kind of about listening to Bjork, which I think is pretty cool. So I think I'm just going to play one more song for you and then run a PSA and be done here. So thank you for listening. This has been Jangle Heaven on WMFO Medford. All right, that was all the music we have for you today. That was REM with Don't Go Back to Rockville. I actually played a song from Reckoning last week. That was another one. I guess an interesting thing about that song is the recording on the album is sung by Michael Stipe, but it was actually written by Michael Mills, and I guess in most live versions he sings that. I've heard at least one of those versions. And so here's a PSA about the dangers of texting and driving. Also, the computer's a little bit weird